Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of music for you, featuring a whole bunch of brand new music. Everything is local. Everything is from BC, at least, if not just the Lower Mainland, maybe one or two tracks from Vancouver Island. And yeah, really excited to play some of the music on today's show that we have for you. And before we get into today's show, I just want to let you know about a change that will be happening here on Oh No Radio. Today is the last episode you're going to be hearing for a couple of weeks. The last new episode, anyways. We're changing time slots. The show is going to be broadcast moving forward on Fridays from 9 to 10 p.m. I'm excited for an evening time slot. When I first started with radio, all the way back in 2004 at CHLY in Nanaimo, I had an evening slot, first on Tuesdays and then Thursdays. And yeah, I think there's just something always kind of magical about having that evening radio show. One of the reasons that we're making this change is that at the station, we only have limited access to the building itself. And so I just wanted to be able to make sure that anyone who's doing their show in person at the station, because this is a pre-recorded show, has the opportunity to access the airwaves. All the time I've done radio, it's been really important to me that it's a project based on accessibility and a platform for all. So if I can make some space for other people who don't have the access at making a show in their own spaces, I'm happy to do that. Anyways, so yeah, that's going to be me for in a couple of weeks. As for now, I got a great show lined up for you, and we're going to be kicking things off with a pair of Devours tracks. Devours has an album coming out in a couple months. It's called Sports Car Era, and it's going to be fantastic. Jeff Kincaid, the man behind the project, has released a couple of singles behind it. The first was Zendaya's Fortress, Sword Swallower, and the last 2 months, we've had some singles from the upcoming album as well. They are Loudmouth, which just came out last Friday, and Sports Car Era, the title track, came out last month.
Oh,
Hey folks, this is Joey Chaos, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. You can check out CJSF over at cjsf.ca to find our programming schedule. You can find out what other shows have been doing here at the station, and you can just find out general ways to become possibly involved in CJSF. Maybe you're a musician and you want your music on the air. Please send us your stuff. We're always looking for new local music. Maybe you want to become involved with the workings of the station yourself, There are lots of opportunities for you. Again, head on over to cjsf.ca, and we got all sorts of good stuff for you there. So the last two tracks we listened to were from Devours. They were from the upcoming album Sports Car Era. And the tracks we played for you were Loudmouth, which was just released last Friday, and following that was the title track of the upcoming album, Sports Car Era. Up next, we got a trio of songs for you. We're going to be kicking them off with Something Belonging to Others. It's a song by King Bob, the Victoria, BC-based artist from his latest EP, Rookie. Following that, we have the latest single from Self Care. The song is called Places. And then we're going to be playing some Patrick Ferrugia for you from the EP, You Can Find the Joy in Anything. The song is Ghost in the Foyer, and that was one of my favorite songs of 2024. Came out late in the year, and still happy to be playing it on the air. Anyways, let's get to those jams.
¶¶ Tore it down to build more condos no one can afford. A decade's worth of output there effectively erased. Added to the list of reasons I hate this place.
Yeah. There's so much we can do to help birds right where we live, like planting native species and keeping cats indoors. But for species like the tufted puffin, which lives on remote cliffsides and islands away from people, what can an ordinary person do to help? University of Puget Sound Professor Peter Hodum, who studies seabird conservation, says that if you can't do something about a problem, find someone who can.
Writing letters, writing to decision makers and politicians about things like the fate of the tufted puffin, about what's going on with forage fish and forage fish conservation, what's going on with the conservation of eelgrass beds and our kelp forests. It may not seem like that's moving the needle, but having talked with decision makers, they don't get that many letters or emails that are not just form emails. And so they take note of those things. Although it's maybe not as satisfying as planting native plants in your garden, that is real.
BirdNote is on a mission to inspire a million people to take action to help birds over the next 3 years. To learn what you can do, visit birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Hey, folks, this is Joey Chaos, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. The last three songs that we listened to were King Bob with Something Belonging to Others. Following that was some Self-Care. They had their song Places spinning on the airwaves. And the last one we listened to was Ghost in the Foyer by Patrick Ferrugia. Up next, we got a pair of songs for you. We have Rosie by Cherry Pick from their release Pretty Thing, which came out last year. And following that is from the synth jam band Garden Collective. The song is Deep Ecology, and it's from their latest EP, The Flowers Are Blooming in Antarctica.